You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast that explores the intersections of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, and I'm here to help you with your awakening process and to remind you that you are a spiritual being having a temporary human experience here on lovely planet Earth. This is Season 5, The Great Awakening. In this season, we are focusing on the massive shift in consciousness currently happening on planet Earth. So far this season, I have created episodes based on information I think is important to share, and I have also had guests on the show to offer their views and their tools during these transformative times. Today, I'm excited to have Daniel, the past life regressionist, on the show to talk about accessing past lives and what that means for our present life. Daniel G., the past life regressionist, is a quantum healing hypnosis technique practitioner, also known as QHHT, who wants to help you discover who, when, and where you've been across time. He also feels the way he can do this and do his part to make the world a better place is to help free individuals from the karmic baggage they've been carrying around for multiple lives. Daniel says once they're free, they approach every decision from a different vantage point, which creates a butterfly effect that ripples around the world and beyond space and time as we know it. I had the illuminating experience of having a regression session with Daniel, and I talk about it a bit here in this episode, and much more on the bonus content for this episode. I feel this is a great topic for this moment in time because it highlights one key aspect that I am always trying to bring to awareness on this show, which is we have lived many lives. And understanding that can be key to us mastering this lifetime. And especially now, at this time on Earth, as we are going through this massive shift in consciousness, understanding that we have all done this before, many on this planet, many on other planets, many on both, can help us to zoom out a bit and see that what is happening on Earth right now is extraordinary. And if we all have had lives before this one, and there are currently more people on the planet than ever before, why did so many souls choose to incarnate on Earth at this time? My thoughts? Something big is going down. Or, in Earth's case, up. We are awakening to shift this planet into its next iteration. And it will take many souls to help that shift happen. But back to Daniel and past life regression. This is a fascinating topic, so let's jump right into it. Are you ready? Let's get meta. Welcome, Daniel. Thank you for joining me today. How are you doing? Welcome.
Doing really well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about this conversation, especially on the heels of my experience with you with past life regression. So I'm really excited about this. Daniel, I ask all my guests the same question to start the interview. Do you have a spiritual or metaphysical experience that you can share with us today, please?
Sure. I think it would probably go back to my very first past life regression, where I walked out of the session and I said to myself, I now believe in past lives. I use that word belief specifically because I think it's very important to differentiate between believing and knowing. And then I believe that past lives were real. And I just kind of viewed everything differently. So as I was driving home, I was literally looking at dirt differently, just feeling that everything had consciousness.
Wow.
It was just a very profound experience for me.
Yeah. Well, I have a question about that. I want to go into that a little bit further. So you said believing and knowing something is different. So what made you think that you believed it as opposed to knowing it, knowing that they were real?
I couldn't prove it, that it was real.
Ah.
I think as much as I wish that I could, I can't prove it. To this day, I still can't prove that that one's real.
Okay. So for you,
but I believe
knowing
it's real.
Okay. So for you, knowing something is kind of along the same lines as being able to prove it.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I think that that is an interesting way to look at things. One of the examples around that kind of thing that pops up in my head sometimes is like, well, do you know that there's $1 million in the world? Or do you believe that there's $1 million in the world? Because I feel like I know that there's $1 million in the world, but I can't prove it because I don't have that in front of me, you know?
I mean, I guess that also becomes a conversation of, you know, what is money?
That's so true too.
But I hear right. You on that one.
No, it's just interesting. I like thinking about things like that. So Daniel, what is your take? I'm adding this question in this season for, you know, this big, what I'm calling and what many people are calling the Great Awakening happening on the planet right now. But I want to ask all my guests that are on this season, what's your take on what's going on in the world right now?
It's really unsettling just to kind of watch everything that's going on from, I'd say, like a three-dimensional point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But when I kind of take a step back and look at it, I think it's beautiful because I feel that everything that's going on, all the turmoil, it's necessary in order for something more beautiful to pop up in its place. And that we're just really shining a light on everything that doesn't serve us anymore.
I think that's a really good answer to that question. I tend to agree with you a lot on that. I think that from a 3D, I've actually been using that kind of language around it too when I talk to folks about it. But like the 3D can be, you know, it is. It's just definitely more dense and more dualistic and more right and wrong and all the things. But if you can take a step back or at least, you know, raise your vibration enough to be in a different level of consciousness, it is really beautiful. That's how I'm feeling about it too. And that, just like you said, you need to shine a light on the dark, so to speak, so that those things that need to purge can come up and be purged before something way more beautiful replaces it. So it's nice to hear that this is kind of what you're seeing too. So
you're definitely not alone.
Yeah, no, I've been seeing that more and more. A lot of folks have their own views on it, but I feel like there's a lot of general agreement, especially amongst folks that are interested in spirituality, that there are more than one level, more than one kind of focus to look at when you're looking at what's going on in the world. There's not just the 3D that we're so used to looking at, but there's other ways to engage and other levels of consciousness that are surrounding what's going on right now. And I believe that that's becoming more available to the general public, which is a really beautiful thing. 2020, clear vision. So let's go on into this discussion a bit more. I'm really excited to have you on. I had one previous episode that had a hypnotist on it, but I am really excited to share with our listeners this topic in particular, Daniel. So can you tell us what is past life regression and how does it work?
Sure. Past life regression is simply going back into your subconscious and reliving a past life or revisiting and seeing it either from a first person point of view, a third person point of view, where you're just kind of watching it go on, or sometimes you even see it like you're watching it on a movie screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do feel what's going on, even when there's, I guess, what could be perceived as a negative sensation. You can identify with it, but you don't feel it. Like, you know that you were experiencing that feeling. Like if you get stabbed, you know it, but you don't feel the pain of getting stabbed.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense to me. I've had an experience like that. That was not specifically past life regression or hypnosis or anything like that. It was just another experience where I felt a whole bunch of times where I had been killed around having to do with the throat chakra. And it was really interesting because it was exactly like you said. And actually, this is really great because it's validating my experience completely. I felt all these different ways that I had passed in different lifetimes, but I did not experience the pain of it, which is a hard thing to explain to people because, well, if you're feeling that you're, you know, dying in this way, of course you can feel the pain, but you can't. It's like a different, it's almost like pressure and the sensation, but the pain isn't there. But I didn't experience any of that in my session with you. I didn't have to experience any of that at all. But I'm glad that you brought it up, because that might be a question for folks who are like, oh, past life regression. So first of all, we're saying that there are past lives, which for a lot of people is a big thing. You know, that can fundamentally, just that fact can fundamentally change your worldview. And then we're saying that we can go in and see some of them through this technique, which is really cool. And I think that would be probably a really powerful question that a lot of people would want answers to, is like, well, you know, what if something bad happened? Do I have to relive that? Do I have to experience it? And just given what you just said and what I just shared with my past experience, it's very much out of emotion and out of painful feelings.
You know, even with that, I would add in, I do have clients say to me, well, what if I see something that I can't handle? You know, I can't unsee it. Like, sure. I'll be thinking about it forever. Will it scar me? Will I be able to continue on with my life? And what my answer to them, and what we've been taught and also just seen from the experience, is that you'll never be shown what you can't handle. Mm-hmm. So for me specifically, I mean, I've had probably 25 or 30 of my own regressions. And what I experienced on my 20th, I couldn't have handled on my first. Even though I may have wanted those answers or that clarity, like, it would have been way too much for me to handle. And I think that my higher self and spirit guide and subconscious knew that. So they said, you know what? You're not ready for it yet. Like, we're going to show you what you're ready for.
Right.
So I firmly believe that you will only be shown what you can handle.
I feel like I know that to be true in my body. You know, when we were talking about knowing and believing, I feel like I know that to be true, because it's the same thing when I see clients. I cannot clear something that the client is not ready to clear. It's a similar concept, right? There's no way I could reach in and take out something or help to clear something that they have not learned their lesson from. And I feel like this is similar. You're not going to be shown something that you fundamentally can't handle or aren't ready for. That's just not how the universe works. So it's a really important thing to bring up.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Daniel, what was your introduction to past life regression?
My introduction actually took place in a memoir writing class where it's like, when I tell this story, it's just kind of funny how I say that the irony is, at the time I didn't like talking about myself. So what was I doing in a memoir writing class?
Right.
And I kind of also operated under just this rule set or belief in my mind that it didn't matter how I did something as long as I wasn't hurting someone, or I was doing something, I guess, that was in the realms of what was okay. So in that particular class, I brought in my guitar to sing a song for one of my projects where I was supposed to write about myself and do something that was nonfiction. Mm-hmm. And instead I brought in a fictional song, which like, instructors were okay with. They're like, well, he did the assignment. You know, no one got hurt. And it was a song that was loosely based off of reincarnation. And it just basically talked about the premise of finding a lost love in another life, which was something that I had always thought about throughout my life, even though I wasn't really thinking about past lives and reincarnation at the time. Mm-hmm. And after I performed the song in class, the instructors, who were a couple, they said, oh, you know, what was that about? And I told them, I said, have you ever heard of past life regression before? And I said, no, what's that? And they shared their experience with it. And I was just like, whoa, that sounds really cool. But at the time, I was also this person who needed facts. Everything had to be factually based. So I really wanted to believe it, but I'm like, oh, can I believe it? Is there science to back it up?
I can relate to that.
And over the next month, I just kind of thought about it. I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to give it a try. So I did, and I had an experience that seemed very real. And so I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. I guess that was my entry to it.
Cool. So would you say that before that time, did you believe that people had past lives, or is it something that you never really thought of, perhaps?
I believed it was possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like,
it wasn't something I actively thought about. I think I probably actually thought about it more as a kid.
Sure.
More while I'd be like daydreaming in school. But then as I got older, it just kind of drifted away.
As tends to happen when we reach adulthood.
Right.
With this stuff. Yeah. Okay. So next question. How can past life regression be helpful for people? And is there kind of like a certain subset of people it would be most helpful for? What would you say to that?
I think on some level it can help everybody. I think, you know, at the very basic level, it's just about relaxing you. Because I mean, really, I'd say at the very least, it's just a very relaxing experience. So if that's what somebody needs, like where I had one client who he fell asleep towards the end of the session. And before that, he was just telling me how difficult it was for him to even carve out the amount of time to do the session. So he got what he needed out of it, where he saw his images for the first hour and they just kind of clonked out. And that was the only person I've ever had fall asleep. Probably not the best example for me to bring up, but I think it's what he needed was just to be able to carve that time, you know, out for himself. And because I ask everyone to set aside 6 hours, even though we usually don't quite go 6 hours, but I also ask them to set aside that time, because when we're finished, if we finish after 5 hours, you then have an extra hour for yourself. So he had the opportunity to sleep after, which is exactly what he needed. And so I'd say that's on the very, you know, minor side of the scale of how it can help you. But I think it goes up to the extreme of helping you with physical ailments, where I can't explain how it happened, but somehow on a, you know, metaphysical and quantum and cellular level, we carry over our traumas with us. So once you can see those traumas, acknowledge them and release them, when I say trauma, in this case, I mean physical trauma, you can release that pain and then it just, it's gone. So it's just, it's kind of, it's understanding the source of it. And then on the emotional level, it's understanding patterns and feelings and forgiving that feeling and letting it go. If it comes to understanding relationship dynamics, it's about seeing the patterns you've had with people in your past, where like, I believe that we do have soul families, or at least people who we reincarnate with. And even if they're not part of our soul families, just people that we move throughout these lives with, and they keep popping up, and that we have unresolved karma with them, whether it's perceived as good, bad, or positive or negative, which I think all karma is just beautiful because it's all about a lesson.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really glad that you brought up the emotional, because I was like, oh, it's not just about releasing physical. It's, I mean, I've gotten so much out of this kind of work emotionally, for sure, and physically. Yeah, I'm actually excited to share a little bit about that on today's bonus content with our listeners. But just as a peek, like if we're talking about physical, I know during our session, I released a lot of physical tension around my neck and shoulders. And not only that, I was shown what has contributed to it. And incidentally, it wasn't something physical that contributed to it. It was more of a pattern, almost like a mental pattern that I've been playing out and has been passed down through me from both sides of my family. So that is a really interesting thing too. Like sometimes you might, you know, be experiencing back pain because somebody threw a spear at you, and that's a very physical thing. Or
yep, had that one happen with a couple people.
I've had that. I've already cleared that. that cleared before yours in my session a few years ago too. But it's just to say that if you are experiencing something physical, it doesn't mean that it was caused by something physical, which is also a really enlightening thing to understand about yourself. And so I think that you described it perfectly about how past life regression can be helpful for people. And I'm just like adding to that, that yes, it can be really, really helpful on, you know, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. And I feel like I experienced all of that in the course of our session. Definitely. So I'm really grateful for that. And I do see it as a really, really great tool for folks. Okay, Daniel, so how does a past life regression session work?
Well, it starts out, I'd say, even before we meet, where I'll send you a pre-session questionnaire, which will basically just cover what it is you're hoping to uncover, and even things you may not have been aware about beforehand. You know, just such as thinking about the kinds of connections you have with people, or why did, you know, Mr. Sally treat me this way in the third grade? Because I really think that anything can be answered by this process, and you can get clarity on any question you have. So even in the questionnaire, I said, what will you do? What would you ask if you had access to your life library? And so that's the very first thing, is the pre-session questionnaire. And then once we meet, you know, you come in with the questionnaire, And before we even get to that, we'll just talk for about an hour. We'll just get to know each other and just, you know, kind of develop a little friendship and just feel comfortable with each other. And then after that is when we'll address the questions and we'll talk about them. We'll go more in depth. And then that point is when we will hop into the session. And it is hypnosis. However, you know, we start off with a guided meditation, which lasts for about 15 to 20 minutes. And it's simply a matter of just getting you relaxed and pushing all the daily junk out of the way. When I went through the process of learning how to do this, we were taught that, you know, we operate in a conscious state more so from the left side of our brain, which was nicknamed Mr. Stupid, because it's, you know, the overthinker, the one that just doesn't really help you that much. So we push Mr. Stupid out of the way, and then we get to the right side of your brain. So that's what we spend the first 15 to 20 minutes doing. Then after that, for the next 30 minutes to an hour is when you'll see images of your past life or whatever is most relevant for you to see. It's about 10% of the time. I'd say some people only see images from the current life because that's all they need to see. It's whatever is most important for you to see. And then after that is the really, really cool part where we call your subconscious forward. And all those questions that you came in with, that's when we ask them. And your subconscious is the part of you that knows everything there is to know about you. And I had a client who actually put it to me perfectly a couple of years ago, where they described, you know, the higher self or the subconscious, he kind of likened it to Christmas lights, where there's one, I guess you could say, cord that connects them all. And there's a bunch of individual lights that are connected to this one cord. And when you plug that cord in is when all the lights light up. So each of the lights would be akin to an individual life. And that cord is your higher self, your subconscious, that connects all of them and knows everything there is to know about you. So when we call your subconscious forward, it's like unlocking access to a portion of your brain that you don't have access to in your normal waking state. And then we ask the questions you came in with. And sometimes we're very surprised by those answers. And then we just talk about it after I bring you back. And we'll just discuss what went on. And it's just, I love that part also, just kind of feeling and seeing what the emotional response is after the fact.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that part too. I actually got a lot out of that part because it made me make connections that I didn't make while I was in that state that wasn't clear. And then after when we talked about it, it became clear. A lot of other things became really clear. And I really like the analogy about the lamp. That really helps me to see what's going on during that process. That's awesome. Okay. Is there anything else coming up for you that you would like to talk about on this topic?
I just think it's an amazing experience and that everyone should try it at some point in their life. You know, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I would be willing to say that yes, this is a really, really cool experience for anyone who is feeling called to experience this for sure. The first time I've only done this twice or versions of this twice. And I know that I was really worried the first time that my mind would kind of not be able to go away. What you call Mr. Stupid wouldn't be able to go away. And I did find that for both, it was able to go away. And I feel like with you more recently, I think like anything, this kind of state can get better with practice. So I understand why people do it over and over again. And even when you said, you know, something really interesting happened on your 20th time doing this, that wouldn't have happened on your first. I completely agree with that. It's the same with, I think it's very similar with other modalities as well. You can just keep going deeper once you get used to being in whatever state you need to be in for any given modality. So definitely. Yeah. So Daniel, how can people reach you if they want to find out more?
They can find me on Instagram at the Past Life Regressionist.
Perfect. Is that your preferred way for people to contact you?
Yes.
Excellent. That's simple. Whenever I'm on other people's podcasts or being interviewed, I have like 8 different things and ways of connecting with me, which I think is way too many that we really love to consolidate. So that's a really great way to go about it, is just Instagram. There you go. Well, thank you so much for being with me on this topic today, Daniel. I'm excited for our bonus content conversation coming up in a few minutes here. And yeah, I'm just really grateful that we connected and met and are able to share this experience with the world.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely.
I'm super grateful for the chance to bring Daniel on the show today, and I'm excited for you all to hear more of our conversation about my own regression experience with him on the bonus content for today's episode. You can find this bonus content by joining any tier in the Up Up and Awaken community on Patreon, found at patreon.com/upupandawaken. And if you are interested in reaching out to Daniel, you can follow him on Instagram at The Past Life Regressionist. If you are drawn to this modality, I highly recommend looking into it. I used to think that I was too in my mind to be able to do it properly, but that's not the case at all. And I found out some really useful information. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you for listening and for joining on this journey of the Great Awakening here on Earth. And if you need a boost, hear this. I know the world looks all kinds of ways right now, but know that Earth has a very bright future ahead, and so do we, one we can't even imagine. And we will get there. Just keep doing your work. Keep breathing. The more you transform, the more the world will transform around us and you. Stay positive, stay safe, and stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. The Let's Get Metaphysical podcast is an Up, Up, and Awaken production. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. The show is produced and hosted by Renata Maniacci, co-creator of Up, Up, and Awaken Productions, a platform devoted to creating conscious content to assist in the awakening currently taking place on this planet. If you want to see more from Up, Up, and Awaken, please subscribe to the Up, Up, and Awaken Productions channel on YouTube. If you're looking for more support in your awakening process, please consider becoming a member of our Up, Up, and Awaken community on Patreon. Patrons in this community both give support to the conscious content that we create, like this podcast, and receive support in their awakening via the community's offerings, including courses, live group healings, and an interactive community. You can join the Up, Up, and Awaken community by visiting patreon.com/upupandawaken. If you know someone who would like this episode, please share it with them. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, give us a 5-star rating, or write us a review on your podcast app. To learn more, visit our website at letsgetmeta.com. The Let's Get Meta podcast is almost entirely listener-supported. If you love the show and want to support it, you can still become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/upupandawaken. We appreciate all types of support. It helps keep this show going. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.